In John's Gospel, in the story of the Passion, Jesus tells Pilate, "I have come for one thing only, and that is to testify to the truth." And Pilate asks him, "What is truth?" The Easter mystery, the Paschal mystery, the dying and rising of Christ is the truth. He came and died and rose so that we would understand that death has no real power over us either. Jesus beckons us into eternal life. But it always comes at the expense of the cross. It comes from dying. We have to learn how to die before we'll ever understand what living means. Because life is a gift. It's a gift from God. From the moment of creation, all through the history of the universe, up until this very moment, God is speaking a word of creative power, a giving of life through His breath, through His word. And that life is pure gift. Sin, the separation from God, would insist, and this would be what the scriptures call the world insists that life has to be clung to. It has to be guarded and protected, and we have to be willing to go to war over it, and we have to be willing to gouge and take. It's hard for us to learn how to receive. We want to say that we earned it, that we achieved it, that we did it ourselves. But it's pure gift. And the only way you can ever understand the gift is by letting it go. That's why Jesus always said, in giving, we receive. In dying, we rise. In losing, we win. In taking the last place, we are given the first place. But it's gift. That's the hardest lessons we Christians have to learn. And we have to spend our lives learning that lesson. Learning how to let go, to let life pass through our fingers. Not to cling to it, not to protect it, but to let it go. And then we'll understand what living is. Then we'll understand that the grave is a lie. Because the grave would tell us that death is eternal. But the resurrection of Christ and our beckoning into that resurrected life is to tell the truth. The grave is the lie. The truth is life, everlasting life. In the Trinity, the three are constantly dying, giving, self-offering to the other two. But at the same time, they're receiving that back from the other two. So giving is receiving. Dying is rising. Jesus came to show us that there is no real death. There's only life. So let go and allow the Trinity to give back to you. Allow yourself to be drawn up into that Trinitarian life. That dying and rising that has been the mystery of life and love for all eternity and will continue for all eternity. This is what life is. So, here in the church, we always have a crucifix up there because we know that the way to life is death. We know that the way to resurrection is through the cross.